is a very low power processor. That means it uses less energy than most other processors of its type. It could be used pretty much in any kind of small, low-power, battery-operated device. We use MP3 players or mobile phones as examples of that, but there are many others around.
So the benefit of that, I guess, you don't have to recharge it as much.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if it uses less energy, then on one battery charge, you can operate it for longer. Or alternatively, you can build a device that does more or is more powerful for the same amount of energy.
So how much work has gone into creating this?
We've been working on it for about 4 years now. We developed the microprocessor and tested it and simulated it and that sort of thing. And then in November last year, we sent out our chip to be manufactured in Taiwan, and it came back in May, and it was functioning. The very first silicon we produced was working perfectly, so we're very happy about that.
So it's all ready to go now?
Yes, it's working in the lab. We have programs running on the processor, and we're really happy with it.
It sounds like you could have something quite profitable on your hands here. Do you think so?
Well, we're a research institute, so our primary goal is to do research and to develop new ideas. Obviously, we need to test them in order to make sure that they are really proven and working correctly. So producing silicon is part of proving something works properly. But having done that, yes, we certainly have something that is potentially of commercial interest.